Rewitched by Lucy Jane Wood. Read by Evie Hargreaves. For the girls who grew up on the wonder of witches and knew that magic would be found at their own fingertips. Chapter 1. Something Wicked. A witch will always sense that she is in the presence of another born of magical persuasion, before any introductions are made, before any actual magic is displayed. She will subconsciously register their arrival for herself. First, a witch will feel it on her skin. The tingles kick in, like sherbet and static, dragging up the goose flesh of her arms to a shiver. She'll taste a shift in the air, as it becomes sharper, sweeter, almost coppery. Then comes the smell, distinct like earth and embers and crisp toffee apples, combining to a heady, rich scent of what can only be described as warmth and home. And, above all else, the pricking of her ears as well as her thumbs will strike a match and fire up the coals of intuition. The very sound of a witch's footsteps will whisper that something is coming her way. Unfortunately for Belle, such valuable insight into how things worked had proved largely redundant, because at 29 years, 363 days, and a handful of hours old, she had yet to encounter another witch at all. Aside from her own mother, of course, and her grandmother, who had passed beyond the veil a handful of years ago. There had been a brief, surprising, and somewhat awkward visit from a pair of coven leaders, too, who had stopped by on her 15th birthday to begin the long process of her endarkenment. But Belle had limited recollection of that, as she had found the whole thing entirely mortifying and hidden behind her hair, blushing and willing it to end for the majority of the ceremony. She had shared no contact with the coven at all since her powers were first instated, and had been left to her own devices to explore the possibilities of magic, as was custom. Growing up with her mother's peaceful, soft-hearted spells as part of the everyday meant that an intrinsic sense of magic was always nearby. There was no great moment of recognition, because it always was. The rush of magic that flowed from Bonnie and washed over Belle whenever she was around her mother was so normal, she barely even noticed the hit anymore. Belle had long since stopped anticipating such a meeting with another witch. Their kind was rare these days, getting rarer with every generation apparently, and she had no intention of seeking them out for herself and inviting any trouble. She lived her life quietly in among the non-witchy world, and that was more than fine with her.
Belle, what have I told you about these loyalty cards? You dish out stamps willy-nilly. You're costing me a fortune.
Violet was an immaculate businesswoman. Her expensive suits were always a soft shade of blue or purple, a lifelong habit that came with a colourful name. Her silver hair set and sprayed freshly twice a week. These days she walked slowly but with purpose on an elegant silver cane and had always been the holder of an impressive vintage scarf collection. In all her years of working at Luna Books, Belle was almost certain she'd never seen Violet wear the same one twice. Although still overseeing the goings-on, Vi had slowed down her appearances at the shop a while ago, popping in only once or twice a week to slide a finger across the dust, pinch everybody's cheeks, and check that Belle wasn't doing anything as foolish as giving out two loyalty stamps instead of one. "Vi," Belle called over her shoulder as she slid a stack of new releases into their temporary home. "It's 2 p.m. on a Thursday and the place is packed. Don't think you need to worry about me handing out paper bookmarks." She reached up on her tiptoes to the top shelf with a particularly chunky mythology collection, then politely shouldered her way back through the sea of customers towards her boss. Violet gave her a slightly sheepish look as she handed over a couple of stray hardbacks.
"Well, you know, I don't mind, really. I rather liked how you used to put them inside every book as a little treat. But Christopher does say if we count the pennies, then the pounds will..."
"Christopher says a lot of things," Belle interrupted. Violet's eyebrows shot up and Belle carefully reined herself back in.
"Which is great. Always love his input, obviously."
She cleared her throat, still just adjusting to him being around the place and making his changes.
"Changes that he said we should have made